family and friends may not understand. Colleagues may ask, you know, what are you doing here this morning? You could have gone to a nice coffee shop, you know, and had a coffee, read the paper. You know, think of the things you could have been doing this morning, but you chose to be here. Think of the things you might also do with the money that you use to support the church for the sake of something or someone that is difficult to see or experience. Other than these wonderful stained glass windows that line Appleby's sanctuary, where have you seen Jesus lately? To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of things we cannot see. Well, you need to know it wasn't easy for the congregation that the book of Hebrews was written for. They were discouraged. Some were giving up. They were having trouble holding on to the hope when Jesus did not return immediately after his resurrection and ascension to set up God's kingdom. As a congregation of Jewish Christians, it believed originally was addressed to Jewish Christians, they were also discouraged and demoralized by being excluded from mainstream society. Saying yes to Jesus put them at odds with the community they spent their whole life being a part of. And some were now turning their back on the early church and returning to the more comfortable life of the prevailing Jewish religion. You see, the church was an upstart group, and they were getting tired of swimming upstream. Have you ever felt in your life that you were swimming upstream? You ever get tired of that? They were asked of leaving behind their old country, familiar rhythms and patterns, without knowing where they were going. Have you ever struggled with not knowing where you were going? Looking for something to hang on to, something familiar? That is why the roll call of the saints is in the book of Hebrews. It was the something familiar for them to hang on to. Remember the story of Abraham and Sarah. And they would. They were Jewish Christians. They didn't know where they were going either. They stepped forward in faith, trusting that God was with them on their journey. And God was. Reading these stories of the saints was reminding them they were not alone. And you are not alone. As our United Church Creed says, in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. And being a part of a community of faith gives us comfort and strength and courage to keep going out there and swimming upstream. You also need to know that choosing faithfulness has never been easy or passive. It can be demanding and often requires looking at yourself. That's why there's a time of self-reflection and saying, I'm sorry. It requires change and growth. It requires getting out of our comfortable pew, but don't worry, because we have this great crowd of witnesses who have also stepped out of their comfortable pew and walked on this journey of faith into God's realm. You need to know this book was telling the original hearers, this journey of faith is not easy, it's not without price. That faith doesn't sugarcoat everything and make it pleasant. What did it say? Some were mocked and whipped. Others were put in chains and taken to prison. Many of those who were commended for their faith did not receive the promise they were after either. Do you remember that Moses guy? Did Moses ever make it to the promised land? No, he didn't. The end of the book of Deuteronomy, he died just before the Israelites entered the promised land. The example for us of this roll call of saints was not in the receiving, but in the persevering, in the continuing to travel the road, that it was a road worth traveling because of the meaning and the purpose and the joy that you will also experience in Christ along the way. To have faith is to be sure of things hoped for, to be certain of things we cannot see. Looking forward to a city, to a time that reflects more of God's faith, God's justice, God's righteousness. And so we work for those things, whether it's signing a petition or buying a hat. Many of us hope for things and in faith ask God. We hope a treatment will work out. We hope a son, a granddaughter gets a job. We hope God is watching over us when loved ones grow ill and pray in faith that God will hold their future. The audience for the book of Hebrews was hoping and still longing for Christ to return to set up God's kingdom. And we're still waiting. But we don't wait passively. We wait actively, putting those values into practice. And every now and again, while we wait, something positive happens. Something that restores our faith or convictions and strengthens our hearts and reminds us why we believe what we believe. People going down to the Hamilton City Hall to try and keep the Wesley Urban Center open, and a commitment from city officials to find another place for this valuable ministry to keep on going. Greta Thunberg's galvanizing call to address climate change. Faith and prayer matter. Our faith gives us assurance that God has our best interests and the world's best interests at heart. Hopes for what we hope for. Pray for what we pray for our future and the future for the world, the planet, for others, Burlington, Canada, the global community. We can hope, but in faith, we often have to trust God and other people with that future. We do what we can, join in where we can. There was a time when people, I don't think many of you can remember when this used to be farmland, right? Along Appleby Line and all that. I know a couple of you can. Yeah, a few people waving away. You can remember when this was farmland. Well, there once was a time when people could grow their own food, would slaughter their own animals, make their own clothes. And in those days, you might be able to say that I could be an island. I don't need anybody else. I can go offline or off grid. But not anymore. For most of us, we have to trust those who grow our food and do a good job. We have to trust those who make our clothes, the pilot who flies the plane, the mechanics that keep it running, the doctors and nurses that take care of us when we are sick. We trust God to work in the hearts and minds of others, to be conscientious, responsible, and do a good job. And when things do not work out well, we reset the needle. And that's part of our job too, holding things to account. The stabbing death of the 14-year-old boy at Sir Winston Churchill's school was showing the present bullying protocols aren't working. I was disturbed when reading the newspaper articles that Devin's mother reported the bullying to police and school to try and get it addressed to no avail. The community outcry confirmed the extent of the problem, and the current procedures are under review. And when I was at a clergy lunch this past week, the Reverend Rick Brown from St. James United Church in Waterdown spoke and said he's actually in a small community group that has been asked for guidance in this problem. So, wow, people stepping up, making a difference. Faith allows people to see beyond what is right in front of them, their daily problems, to see what God is doing in their midst, or gives them courage to step forward to shape things that would fit with God's kingdom, to see what God calls us to see through the ages. We look to the past to see how ancestors have stepped forward, to give us courage to step forward, and finally to grab hold of the future glory that will be ours, you know, after our death and our resurrection. To see what God is doing in our midst, in their midst. That's part of the cultural shift that Dave Harder wants us to address at the Applebee's Future Workshop, to start looking at what God is up to in the neighborhood and what God might be calling us to do to join in. God isn't confined to the workings of the local and institutional church to build God's kingdom on earth. There are many other people involved. The roll call of the saints in Hebrews reminded those people, discouraged people, of some of the amazing things that God had done. Escape from slavery, going to the promised land. Martin Luther King Jr. led a movement to end desegregation. Mother Teresa looked for after the poor in Calcutta. Nelson Mandela was a rallying cry for a relatively peaceful transition to end apartheid. And today, Cindy asked us to sign a petition, and Paul asked us to buy some hats. Again, working for God's kingdom. So as we march into the future, both as a church that might be discouraged by the mainline Protestant decline, as a country we keep getting told in the news how divided we are after the last federal election. Anybody get discouraged when you look at the evening news? Okay, so at times the world looks in chaos. Yet, when you get discouraged, turn to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Read the roll call of the saints, to remind you that you are not alone, and that the God in whom we put our trust has done amazing things in asking us to join the long line of saints before us. That God listens to the cries of the people and in response works to a more fair, just, and compassionate world. And in doing so, we find a sense of meaning and purpose for our lives and a sense of joy. Thanks be to God. Amen.